Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We waited 30 years.
The wait is over.
But this season,
what happens now?
Champions of baseball.
It's time to defend the crown. This is World Champion Dodger Talk.
It's yours, Los Angeles.
Breaking down the World Champion LA Dodgers all season long.
So happy, man.
LA Dodgers baseball is brought to you by Chef Marito,
seasoning partner of the Dodgers.
Navi and tankless water heaters.
For endless hot water, visit tanklessmadesimple.com.
And by Chevrolet.
Buy new roads.
Don't miss an episode and get all the podcasts on the iHeartRadio app. Now your host, LA's favorite Dodger insider,
the city's favorite son.
Here's David Vassin.
Doesn't have a whole lot of base runners against him over the course of the year. The 2-0 is a ground ball to the right side. Turner throws the second out of second on the first. Double play, and the game is over. And the Dodgers come from behind, a 7-5 win in 10. The Dodgers with a run in the eighth, a run in the ninth, and the two-run home run by Max Muncy.
That was Charlie Steiner on the call as Blake Treinen got the double play to end the game, and the Dodgers get a very important win, defeating the Rockies in 10 innings, 7-5. Welcome to Dodger Talk. David Vasse with you until 5:20. That's when we'll send you to Houston, Texas for Thursday night football between the Panthers and Houston Texans. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. It felt like the Dodger offense was going to be MIA again after the Rockies took a 5-3 lead over Scherzer and the Dodgers in the fifth inning, thanks to a Raimel Tapia two-run home run after Scherzer walked the pitcher, Kyle Freeland. But the Dodgers were able to pick up Scherzer, who has certainly picked them up ever since being traded over from the Washington Nationals. It was a very human-like performance from Max Scherzer, and he had not pitched well at Coors Field coming into the game. He now has given up 22 earned runs in 31 innings at Coors Field and is still winless in his career in Denver at that ballpark. And, you know, you just felt like with the way Freeland had done well against the Dodgers offense and Scherzer being very human at Coors Field, it wasn't an automatic win. But with the Dodgers losing last night, which was a Walker Buehler start, there was no way they could afford to lose a Max Scherzer start. And even though Scherzer doesn't get the win, the Dodgers do in 10 innings, thanks to the Dodger offense being resilient. And it was as evident as ever that they were resilient in the ninth inning with two outs, where Mookie Betts was able to get a base hit and Corey Seager lined a base hit off the foot of Carlos Estevez, which brought up Trey Turner. And you kind of felt like Estevez wanted no part of that at bat against Trey Turner. And Trey was able to tie the game up with two outs in the ninth inning. And Max Muncy, the first hitter of the 10th inning, sent it over the center field wall, 440 feet away, for a go-ahead two-run home run, and the Dodgers get a must-win game 7-5 in 10 innings and win their 98th game of the year. Down in San Diego, they also are in extra innings right now in the top of the 10th inning, tied at 6, and Tommy La Stella at the plate with Buster Posey, the designated runner at second base. So we'll keep you updated on that game as Ross Detweiler, yes, Ross Detweiler is still pitching in the big leagues and is on the mound for San Diego in the 10th inning in a tied 6-6 game. If the Padres win that game in San Diego, the Dodgers will start tomorrow's game in Phoenix, only one game back of the Giants in the NL West with nine to go. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. Let's head back to Coors Field right now to hear from Max Scherzer.
Yeah, I was actually in the clubhouse with all the guys, with all the pitchers that pitched. And, you know, we just had a good feeling about what was happening. We saw the momentum. We felt good about Trey at the plate. We knew he loves it. I was telling the guys, Trey loves hitting here. He's going to get it done. And sure enough, he got it done. Was able to tie the game. And I was like, boys, we're going to win this one in extras. You know, and sure enough, you know, got a huge homer out of Muncy. And then, you know, Blake shut the door.
And for you, what do you think of your outing? And kind of why is it so tough to kind of pitch here?
Yeah. You know, today I just felt like pitching here. I haven't pitched here in a while as a start. I just wasn't able to get good grip of the ball. You know, I was constantly searching how to get grip of the ball, but I was licking my hands a ton. Just felt like I was making adjustments to try to get grip. I was kind of flying open to try to, find a way to, grip the ball a little tighter and try to get feel for the baseball. I didn't have good feel for the baseball today. And, wasn't able to land curveballs the way I normally can. And just kind of got sideways for me. Wasn't able to execute the way I normally execute. So you learn from these outings. This is the toughest place to pitch, and you learn from it. If you can learn something from here, even when you fail, then when you take it and you go somewhere else, these lessons can be applied to, other outings. So sometimes when you get punched in the face, that's what it takes to go out there and learn how to do something new.
All right, that was Max Scherzer after going five innings and giving up five runs, including a two-run double to Kyle Freeland in the bottom of the second inning. That obviously was not ideal. Scherzer had issues with Freeland. He gave up that two-run base hit to Freeland in the second inning and then went to a full count to lead off the fifth inning and eventually walked Freeland, which set up the two-run home run by Ramiel Tapia. But luckily, the Dodgers did not give up on the game, and they kept on fighting against that Rockies bullpen, and they were able to tie the score in the ninth inning and come back to win thanks to a Max Muncy two-run home run, which turned out to be his 35th of the season. He has now hit 35 home runs 3 years in the big leagues, 3 out of 4 years in the big leagues. Of course, he did not reach it last year because of only 60 games. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. Let's go out to Heather, listening to us in Utah. You lead us off on Dodger Talk today, Heather.
Hey, Dave, good to talk to you again. What an awesome win today. I was watching the game and I'm going, oh man, it's bottom of the ninth, or top of the ninth. We've got two outs and three straight singles later, and then the game is tied. And Trey Turner and Corey Seager stepped up. They had seven hits today. And I'm going, you guys, this is amazing. You're rallying even when we're down, even with this clunker that Scherzer kind of threw today. And he's still phenomenal, but we all know Coors Field can do weird things to baseball players, even amazing baseball players. So for them to rally, tie the game, and then let Max hit number 35 was just so good to watch. It made me so happy.
Yeah, no doubt. And that's great perspective, Heather. And look, I said it during the broadcast with Charlie, Coors Field has assembled some of the greatest pitchers, and Max Scherzer is no different. And the Rockies have played really well at Coors Field this year. They have the third most wins at home than any other team in baseball, and that's pretty good for a team that's under 500. So definitely any way you can escape Coors Field taking two out of three is a victory. And for the Dodgers, it was a much-needed victory because even if the Giants lose today, if the Dodgers would have lost, the calendar is not on their side. They're running out of days to catch the Giants. They only have nine more games to go, and if the Giants come back to win today, that would make their job a lot more difficult to do, but they're taking care of their own business. And I mentioned at the beginning of this road trip, I believed if the Dodgers wanted a realistic shot, shot at winning this division or at least forcing a game 163, they would have to go 7-2. And I thought they could afford to lose one game in Denver like they did last night and one game in Cincinnati, which they did. There is no margin for losing any one of the three games at Chase Field against the Diamondbacks. 866-987-2570. Let's go out to Newport Beach. Ken, you're on Dodger Talk with David Vasse. Hi, Ken.
Hi, David. You know, I've been a Dodger fan over 40 years. There's no other sport like baseball. I don't care what anybody says. Here's Max Muncy. He's 0-4. His last 30 games, he's hitting 152. Unbelievably bad. Comes up, hits the most important, the biggest home run of the year. No other sport is like that. The only bad thing is I had to go back to Twitter and erase about 20 things I had put. But great at-bat for Max, and baseball is simply the best sport in the world.
Completely agree with you, Ken, and anything can happen in any single game, and that's part of the reason why the Dodgers want to avoid that one-game wildcard game that would be here at Dodger Stadium against the St. Louis Cardinals. That's right, their magic number to clinch that second wildcard spot is at 6 after they won their 12th in a row today, coming back to beat the Milwaukee Brewers. So the Cardinals are going to be that second wild card team, and I would believe the Dodgers don't want to see them, especially with the way they're playing right now. But with two games back, if the Giants win today with 9 to go, it's going to be a tall order for the Dodgers to be able to catch and pass San Francisco. But they have a chance to be only one game back if the Padres can pull this out in extra innings. Buster Posey is still standing at second base in a tied 6-6 game at Petco Park in the top of the 10th inning. Speaking of the biggest home run of the season by Max Muncy, here is how Charlie Steiner called it leading off the 10th.
Max Muncy leading it off. And a fly ball to center field. It's going to be a long run back, way back, and it is gone! A home run! Max Muncy with his 35th home run of the year. And the Dodgers have a two-run lead. It is now 7-5.
Big home run. Great call by Charlie Steiner. Muncy's 35th home run of the season may have been his biggest as he gave the Dodgers the lead in the 10th inning. And Blake Treinen got C.J. Crone to ground into a game-ending double play to secure the win. And Daniel's Jewelers Home Run Forecast congratulates Sharon Nelson, who receives a $50 Daniel's Jewelers gift card for correctly predicting the number of home runs in the game. For your chance to win a $50 gift card, go to over 100 Daniel's locations. Go to am570lasports.com. Keyword, home run. And for those that want to just give up on this division race, I would not do that just yet. Let's see where the Dodgers are after the three games in Arizona. Let's see how far they're out with 6 to go before you start planning for a wild card game. Even if they sweep the Diamondbacks, they need some help from those Rockies to beat the Giants. And the last time San Francisco was at Coors Field, they became the first team this season to sweep the Rockies in their home ballpark. So let's see where things stand with 6 to go after the next three games over the weekend before we start planning for a Scherzer versus Wainwright wild card game at Dodger Stadium. Let's go out to Don in the City of Industry. You're on Dodger Talk. Hi, Don.
Oh, Dave, what a great win. Mad Max looked like Super Max today. Unbelievable. What a great
Max
team
Muncy.
Effort. Everybody's stepping
you
up.
You have to distinguish the Maxes now.
Right. Mad Max Muncy. Yeah, and Max the Machine Scherzer, even machines break down and need a little tune-up, so that's okay.
Yeah, all right.
He'll be back stronger than ever. But, you know, Dave, what really gets me, maybe people have been talking about it, I've missed it, but what really gets me is the battle of the Whiz Kids. I mean, isn't Farhan Zaidi running the show up at San Fran and Kepler is the manager? I mean, these guys they got from us. You know, so they know all our tricks. So, man, talk about a battle between, it's not just pitchers and hitters and everything. It's like, man, their Whiz Kid versus our Whiz Kid. May the best Whiz Kid win.
Yeah, but it comes down to the players that play between the lines, Don. Those are the guys that decide it.
Oh, absolutely. No question about that. But, man, the drama. Dave, just does it get better than this? Man, what a ride.
It really doesn't get better than this. The Dodgers and Giants going down the stretch for the first time in a head-to-head matchup this close since 1997. And the Giants won that battle. The Dodgers hope to win this one. But this is definitely exciting, and it was great being in the booth with Charlie today as we had one eye on what was going on in Denver to bring the Word's Eye view, and also having one eye on the other monitor in the booth where the Giants and Padres were going back and forth and are headed to the bottom of the 10th inning, tied at 6. So we'll see whether or not the Padres can walk it off. If they do, the Dodgers will be one game back of the San Francisco Giants with 9 games to play. And by the way, thanks again to the Dodgers and Charlie for allowing me to fill in for Rick Monday, who did a great job on Sportsnet LA. And you may ask me, how do I know he did a great job? Well, I know. I have no doubts Rick did a great job. I grew up with Rick on TV, so that's old hat to him. Let's go out to Culver City. Kevin, come on, Kevin. Bring it strong today. Let's go.
I got to start out with, you can trademark this. I'm coining it, that's a magic. You got to tell Charlie it ain't over till it's over. Mookie Betts coming up with 2 outs, starting the rally. And I got to be honest, Vasse, I went back to that backstage Dodgers, Dave Roberts, Justin Turner, and Trey Turner talking about Trey Turner saying he likes Coors Field, he hit for the cycle there. And I'm thinking, this guy's going to tie the game. What a phenomenal game, MVP Max Muncy, and this is the type of win we needed to get us started for the pennant run. Great job, Vasse, on the color commentary, as always, and keep it up. I was listening to your broadcast the whole game. I had you and Charlie on the whole game on the radio, brother. You did great.
You're the man, Kevin. Thanks a lot for listening and appreciate the phone call. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. You know, I think back to Trey Turner throwing that ball away on that final game in San Francisco with Will Smith playing first base. Well, the first game of that series in San Francisco. And then he bounced back for a big game too. And I thought back to that as we got ready for today's game because Dave Roberts, the day after Trey Turner made that throwing error, had no doubts he would bounce back. And last night, Trey Turner maybe had his worst game in a Dodger uniform, making a defensive miscue and also making a base-running miscue, getting doubled off second base with one out. And I was looking to see how he would respond today, and he certainly did. And like I grew up listening to Vin Scully all my life, he used to say that baseball is a what-have-you-done-for-me-lately sport. And Trey Turner, no matter how good of a season he had, people were upset with him last night, and rightfully so. And today, people are singing his praises because he had a big game and tied the score in the 9th inning to give the Dodgers the opportunity to win it in 10 innings. So the GOAT last night and the hero today for the Dodgers at Coors Field. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. Dodgers get the win 7-5 in 10 innings. Kenley Jansen picks up his 4th win in relief. He's 4-4 as the Dodgers get the win thanks to Blake Treinen getting C.J. Cron to end the game on a ground ball game-ending double play. Treinen, the MVP of the Dodgers bullpen, picks up his 6th save of the season. And like I mentioned during the broadcast, nobody is going to be happier to say goodbye to C.J. Cron than the Dodgers. Cron had dominated the Dodgers so far this season, including today before that inning-ending or game-ending double play. He was 2-for-5 with the runs scored, and in 19 games this season, he had 3 home runs and hit .319 against the Dodgers. Remember, here on August 29th, while I was at WSS with Andre Ethier, C.J. Cron was hitting a big 3-run home run, so it was nervous time at Coors Field with the game on the line and C.J. Cron at the plate. Luckily, Blake Treinen did what he has done all season long in coming through in high-leverage situations. So A big game for Blake Treinen, a big win for the Dodgers as they get it 7-5 in the 10th inning in Coors Field. I'm a little distracted as I'm watching the game unfold in the bottom of the 10th inning in San Diego with runners now at first and second in a tied 6-6 game with Hyun-Sung Kim at the plate for the Padres. Tomorrow, the Dodgers will be in Phoenix, Arizona to take on the Arizona Diamondbacks. Tony Gonsolin will start tomorrow. Clayton Kershaw will start on Saturday. Gonsolin is 3-1 with an ERA of 2.93. He's going up against Humberto Castellanos, who is 2-1 with an ERA of 4.11. Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck begins at 5:30 with first pitch at 6:40. Thanks to Colin Yee back at our Burbank studios. Thanks to Dwayne McDonald here at Dodger Stadium. And if you want to keep track of that Padres-Giants score, you have to go to your smartphone. They are tied at 6 in the bottom of the 10th inning with Sandy Leon facing Hyun-Sung Kim with runners at first and second. So fingers crossed he can get at least Jurickson Profar home to give the Padres the win and have the Dodgers just a game back of first place in the NL West. Kim sacrifices the runners into scoring position successfully. Padres have runners at second and third with one out and the game in the balance in the 10th inning. So we're out of time here. We're sending you to Thursday Night Football between the Panthers and Texans. Once again, the final score in 10 innings at Coors Field. The Dodgers beat the Rockies 7-5. Have a great rest of your day. See ya.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.